We are here for Technology Meets Dirt. It's the road tour that Ag Leader's putting on. Tell me a little bit about what was going on in your area of today's presentations.
Yeah, the area we were primarily focusing on nutrient management, primarily nitrogen, and talking about how nitrogen is a nutrient that moves on us a lot, and it's not 100% dependable. And so we kind of talked about how the crop uses the nitrogen, the way we lose nitrogen through denitrification, through leaching, and then the variability of organic matter and how that affects the amount of nitrogen we have in the soil, and then technologies that are available to manage that that resource and, you know, get the most out of a crop that we can.
All right, so tell me, what were the highlights? I mean, that's the overview. What's the highlights? What were you really zeroing in on for folks?
The thing we showcased the most was our Optrix crop sensor technology, and essentially we put these on a toolbar or on a self-propelled machine, and when we're out there side dressing nitrogen, and the sensors will go through and measure the crop health, and we will put more nitrogen down where the crop is short, is not shown as good as healthy, and usually that's because of low nitrogen in the area through denitrification, leaching, that kind of stuff, and then also we'll back down the nitrogen on the areas that are healthy and don't need as much nitrogen. And one of the really cool examples we had was from our location in Mount Sterling on Friday. The field, they were looking at targeting 115 pounds of nitrogen across the field. And when we went and did the application on it, they ended up at 116.96, so 2 pounds an acre more than they had planned. But the variation in the field, the good areas put down 75 pounds less nitrogen than the bad areas. And so when we turn around and run a yield map and do the harvest, we're really excited to see the yield balancing out and see what kind of economic return we'll get on that, because it should be fairly substantial.
Well, that sounds like a pretty substantial mark anyway. Problem with nitrogen, you know, we've had a lot of rain lately too. So tell me a little bit about how Ag Leader kind of has, well, maybe should I call it a fix for that?
Yeah, it's a way to manage the that situation. We can't control Mother Nature, and we start out with good intentions. You know, the seed's most yield potential is when it's in the bag, and we pull it out of the bag, and then we start losing yield potential every day on our management practices. And so the optic sensors are a way to help manage what Mother Nature puts at us. If we get a lot of wet areas and our nitrogen moves on us, or it denitrifies and goes up in the air and that kind of stuff, we can come back and save that crop. We don't have to accept that is just going to be a bad area. And we can come back and we can put the nitrogen down, replace it, and put it in. And, you know, most of your crop, the corn crop uses most of its nitrogen later in the season, past V10. So we still have a chance to save that crop and improve it. And so the sensors come in, show us where we're short on nitrogen, put the nitrogen down, and hopefully that'll turn around and help bring that crop back from what we were sitting at before we did this side dress.
So there's a lot of demonstrations going on out in the field right now. What's the sprayer out there doing today?
So we have a Hagee sprayer with a nitrogen toolbar on it. We have the Optrix sensors on there, and they're actually applying liquid 28 across the field and using the sensors to tell us what rate to put where. So it's a pretty cool demo to be able to see the sensors work and fluctuate up and down, and you can actually visually see the crop. You can see coming up on it that it does not look as healthy, and then when you see the sensors respond accordingly, it really helps you understand the value that the sensors can bring.
Talk to me a little bit about how important it is for growers to see that information. You know, because before it was maybe a wing and a prayer, a shot in the dark, or a lot of time walking fields.
Right. Yeah, the nice thing is that the sensors are on the go, so you don't have to do imagery and send it to somebody to process or do sampling and wait for a week or so for the data to come back. It's real time going through the field. And so you can go in there. We can see the crop where it's hurting. We try to help it out, throw the nitrogen to it, and the economic return has great potential. If we can just get a 5 bushel an acre increase across the field using the sensors, you'll pay for the system in 500 acres. So it's a very fast payback, and then you have the system for year after year after year. And with economic conditions the way they are, the day of $7 corn is probably gone for quite some time. If we ever see it again, it's more important than ever to be more efficient with our inputs and get as much out of our field as we can. And these sensors can really help do that.
Biggest questions brought to you today about how this whole thing goes into practice?
Probably the biggest questions were, how do they put it in their operation? What do they start with you know, what kind of nitrogen rates do they put down in the fall or at planting time? And we usually recommend putting 50 to 60% of your nitrogen down pre-plant or at planting, and then come back and side dress the rest of the crop. So a lot of questions on, okay, how do I implement that? How do I put enough nitrogen down to get me to side dress? We just talk through those issues. And they just talked about, it was kind of interesting, it wasn't planned, but a lot of talk about, well, how can we use the sensors in other crops? And they have it mounted on their sprayer already. When they're spraying their beans, we can map out the beans. We can see our low areas, our good areas. And we can go out and scout them and try to figure out what's causing those issues in the field. And maybe there's something we can still do that year about it.
All right. He's Mike Olson. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.